The Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 25th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
Jesus said to the disciples, "When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate people one from another as a shepherd separates the sheep from the goats. And he will put the sheep at his right hand and the goats at the left. Then the king will say to those at his right hand, 'Come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the dominion prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me.' Then the righteous will answer him, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry and gave you food, or thirsty and gave you something to drink? And when was it that we saw you a stranger and welcomed you, or naked and gave you clothing? And when was it that we saw you sick or in prison and visited you?' And the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did it to one of the least of these, who are members of my family, you did it to me.' Then he will say to those at his left hand, 'You who are accursed, depart from me into the eternal fire prepared for the devil and the devil's angels. For I was hungry, and you gave me no food. I was thirsty, and you gave me nothing to drink. I was a stranger, and you did not welcome me. Naked, and you did not give me clothing. Sick and in prison, and you did not visit me.' Then they also will answer, 'Lord, when was it that we saw you hungry, or a stranger, or thirsty, or naked, or sick, or in prison, and did not take care of you?' Then the king will answer them, 'Truly I tell you, just as you did not do it to one of the least of these, you did not do it to me.' And these will go away into eternal punishment, but the righteous into eternal life." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, O Christ.
Please be seated. I spent a lot of time in the kitchen this past week. I wonder if some of you did too. When I'm in the kitchen, I listen to podcasts or sometimes to what was once called the radio. This week, a certain public radio show shared a story that I can't get out of my mind. It seems that the designer company Christian Dior has released a line of perfume for babies. This collection of scented water, hydrating skin milk, and cleansing foam features, apparently, creative, childlike notes. This is so weird. This is so weird, especially because don't we all just want to grab babies and sniff their heads? Their new baby heads? Because they have maybe childlike notes to them? Babies smell amazing just as they are, most of the time. Anyway, this story has been rolling around in my head this week, also because it seems to me that the scent of baby Jesus is in the air. We're almost there. We are almost to Advent. We're not quite there. A few people in this congregation admitted to me that they thought that we were actually in Advent already. We're not right now, but we're almost there. We're almost there. In fact, most of the businesses in our midst have been on full-on Christmas mode for weeks already. And I have to admit, my wife and I did get our Christmas tree on Friday, not just because it was the only free day that we had coming up, but also we needed a little light in our lives. We wanted to have that light because I think this year, as in many other years, we are waiting and hoping for that feeling, a little light, a little hope, a little joy. We're eager for the scent of pine trees and cinnamon and cloves and cookies in the oven and, yes, that baby Jesus smell. We need a little Christmas right this very minute because we are living through a time when we wake up every day hoping that another Israeli child hostage has been released or another Palestinian boy held in confinement since age 12 is going home after 8 years to East Jerusalem. Or we hope to hear that things in Ukraine have been fixed, or that our American elected officials haven't said or done anything very stupid this week. In fact, maybe I wonder if the Christian Dior marketing department is brilliant, because maybe they also looked at the situation in the world today and said, well, that sweet baby scalp smell has all but disappeared. It has all but disappeared because of human sinfulness and our insistence on killing one another and our insistence on dividing each other into smaller and smaller groups, further and further away from the kingdom, the blessed community, the beloved community that God wants for us as humans in the world, of peace and understanding and togetherness. And so maybe the Christian Dior company said, let's make the pumpkin spice version of baby cologne. Something that everyone will buy because it will make us feel better. And it's only $265 an ounce, and people will probably pay for that. Amen? No, don't say amen to that, please. Please don't. And so Jesus is on the way. And dear ones, we can maybe smell him from here. It's not yet Christmas. It's not even Advent. Today is what we call Christ the King Sunday, or what we in non-monarchical countries might rather call the Reign of Christ Sunday. And not all Christian churches honor this day, by the way. So I say this every year, and I'm going to give you the history lesson. Every year that we celebrate this, the history of Christ the King Sunday. This is a new addition to the church calendar. Pope Pius XI instituted the Feast of Christ the King in 1925 in response to the rise of fascism in Europe. In that precarious time, not so different from our time, by the way, His Holiness called upon Christians to remember what kind of God we serve and to emphasize how the reign of Christ is fundamentally different from the values that we see taking over, perpetually taking over in the world today. In his encyclical of the 11th of December, 1925, where he established the observance of Christ the King Sunday, Pope Pius quoted Cyril of Alexandria saying, "Christ has dominion over all creatures, a dominion not seized by violence, nor usurped, but by his essence and by his nature." Christ is king by nature. And what do we know of Christ's nature? We know Jesus, "Remember me when you come into your kingdom," said the dying man. And Jesus replied, "Truly I tell you, today you will be with me in paradise." This is what we know of Christ's nature, the nature of the King of the universe. Dear siblings in Christ, as we begin our Advent journey together next week, not today, we're not there, making our way with Mary and Joseph to Bethlehem, I pray we remember these words of grace and mercy and the one who spoke them. Christ is the one whose birth we await. Christ is the one we follow and serve. Christ crucified and risen is Lord over our lives and of the world. And he is a king who can neither be elected nor impeached, neither inaugurated nor deposed, because Christ's love surpasses all understanding. He's a king who welcomes all who repent and believe in the kingdom of God. He's the one, the Lord, of even confessed criminals and even neighbors with whom we disagree, even the Lord of us, the Lord of us who are not perfect on any day. Did you know that when you exit Disneyland and you take the tram to the parking lot, ready to go home, they pump this scent of maple syrup and pancakes into the tram? They do. And that, why do they do that? Because they want you to feel happy when you leave. So that even if you had to stand in long lines and you had to wait for the roller coasters, still you're on the tram to your car and you feel, oh, I feel so happy right now because of pancakes and maple syrup. I feel happy and fulfilled and satisfied. So Disney wants you to feel comfortable. So do department stores right now and media outlets and our earthly governments. And Christian Dior. But on this day, Christ the King, the reign of Christ Sunday, this is not about feeling comfortable. This is a day when we take a pause to be reminded that the pancake and maple syrup, baby perfume, don't look behind the curtain, forces and reality. That is not the reality that is in charge. Hear that again. Those are not in charge. They are not our king or our sovereign. There is but one who leads us into the future, and that one is that baby that we await. And that baby, he smells like a stable in Bethlehem. Ew. He smells like refugees. He smells like hostages and the unhoused. He also smells like the morning dew and like bread freshly baked and like a disruption in the fabric of injustice and like an answer to human sinfulness and violence. And he smells like home, the home that we all desire. And so here again, the words that Jesus said, "Come, you that are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry and you gave me food. I was thirsty and you gave me something to drink. I was a stranger and you welcomed me. I was naked and you gave me clothing. I was sick and you took care of me. I was in prison and you visited me." Come, says Jesus, come and receive. Come and meet me again. Because you've already met me. You met me when you opened the door to the shelter guest who came 4 hours early and hasn't had a chance to shower in a week. You met me when you visited the nursing home and it smelled like old people, because we're all about to be old people. Amen? You met me. You met me so many times, and not always in the lights and the trees as we prepare for Christmas. Sometimes also there. You met me. And so come with me. Come, dear ones, to the table. Come to the feast. Come and be forgiven. Come and be healed. Come and be nourished for the work we have before us. Because there are others, so many others, who long for that baby smell, that new life smell, that indescribable scent that conveys that there is hope and there is a future and there is something more than this. Dear siblings in Christ, we are not the bread that the world needs. We are not the bread. But God willing, we can be the fragrance that draws people to the true bread, to the table, to wholeness, to peace, to justice, to community. And all that costs is our hearts open to the calling of Christ. Amen. Mm-hmm.